This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
So earlier today, I sent Greg a couple clips, and one of the clips I sent was Bill Clinton fighting with Black Lives Matter. Does anybody remember this? Remember this?
No.
So when Bill Clinton was out there campaigning for Hillary Clinton, he got into it with Black Lives Matter about the Clinton crime bill. You remember this? So the Clinton crime bill is featured prominently in the documentary 13th, which is about the 13th Amendment. Go back to Kanye West talking about repealing the 13th Amendment. And obviously, Kanye is not the most articulate guy on the matter. What he's talking about, though, he's right, is that the 13th Amendment enabled slavery for prisoners. And so the entire documentary is all about how we have seen this explosion of Black Americans in American jails. Okay, that's what he's talking about. One of the chief offenders of that is Bill Clinton with the Clinton crime bill. Remember, Hillary Clinton was calling them super predators. Remember that? This was Bill Clinton in the 1990s. Again, shatters the narrative, right? That the Democrats are the ones, you know, and so here you have Kanye West with Donald Trump talking about prison reform, and Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump talking about prison reform. And one of the things that has to be reformed is elements put in place by Bill Clinton. So he's confronted about this by Black Lives Matter. And I guess he didn't have any hot sauce available to pander to with. So he decided to just white-splain to them. Take a listen.
In order to do it, they talked about this yesterday. In order to do it. Wait a minute. Okay, I heard it. Can I answer? No, you see, here's the thing. I like protesters. But the ones that won't let you answer are afraid of the truth. What she's referring to are the increased sentencing provisions of the 1994 crime bill. There was a Republican Senate, enough Republicans in the Senate to kill this bill. And nobody wanted it to die. That's what happened. But she was the first candidate, the first one to say, let's get these people who did nonviolent offenses out of prison. And guess what? A lot of Republicans agree. They know they made a mistake. Oh. Now, wait a minute. Now you're screaming. So let's do another one. Whoa.
Get to the 13-year-old kids killing people. Get to that.
I want to deal with them all. Come on. No. Come on.
Wait. Listen to me. I got a white swain. Hang on. I got
See
a liberal
these other
white
signs?
Swain.
This is what's the matter. I don't know how you would characterize the gang leaders who got 13-year-old kids hopped up on crack and sent them out onto the street to murder other African-American children. Maybe you thought they were good citizens. She didn't.
Right.
You are defending the people who kill the lives you say matter.
Wow. He's defending Hillary Clinton, calling them super predators. And if my favorite line of that is, he goes, I locked him up. She'll let him out. She'll free. I'll put him in jail. But she's the only candidate who's going to go out there and undo what I did.
Oh,
look at you all getting out of line with me. Remember, I'm a Southern governor. I know how to deal with you people. All right. I put him in jail, but she's going to let everybody out.
Oh,
so bad.
It's amazing. It's just so ingratiating. Like, what's the word? Like, you know, I'm frustrating. I'm just use that word that they get a pass on this crap.
Yes.
They get a pass on this crap because they're in the right political party. It's, you know, they make color people jokes. He's laid white splains to them about, yeah, I locked him up. Yeah, she'll fix it.
I have the Hillary de Blasio.
Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time. That's not, I don't like jokes like that, Bill. That's not
cautious politician time.
Ah, very funny. All right, Sid reminds us. Remember, midnight basketball, that was his big thing. What, midnight basketball? Like the most stereotypical thing, right? Midnight basketball with hot sauce. We'll hand out hot sauce bottles to everybody. Let's do this here, shall we? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we play Kanye West? A couple of little clips here. First of all, the NRA is applauding Kanye West on this point, defending the Second Amendment. Cut 12.
The problem is illegal guns. Illegal guns is the problem. Not legal guns. We have the right to bear arms.
He's exactly right. Exactly right. And then he also talked about another issue, very important to a lot of black Americans, of stop and frisk. President brought it up the other day. Kanye brings it up today in the Oval Office, gets mocked for it by the white liberal media. Take a listen.
The thing that that the head of the police and Mike Sachs met with me last night at the Soho House about was we feel that stop and frisk does not help the relationships in the city. And everyone that knew I was coming here said, ask about stop and frisk. That's the number one thing that we're having this conversation about. Another thing is opening up industries, and we've got to get some tax breaks because we got a speed factory in Atlanta, but the shoes are costing us $300, so it's costing us too much to make things. So we need some prototypes here so we can get people back working so China can't just beat us and Vietnam can't beat us. You got Levi's, the greatest jeans company in the world, making their jeans in Vietnam. So we're going to need to get a few breaks to be able to have some places in my hometown of Chicago and the 2.7 million to the 9 million surrounding suburbs where we can create some factories.
Okay. Now, the reaction by Stephanie Ruhle and Ali Velshi on MSNBC, we're going to hear a little liberal whitesplaining here, okay? That what Kanye mentioned are all things that neither one of these two have any idea about, but nevertheless, allow them to react.
Wow. Okay. I'm doing this for everybody who's watching us who turned their volume down. You can put it back up again.
But if you think you're
bonkers.
Going to get a thoughtful play-by-play and political analysis, you're not. Because that was an assault on our White House.
You can't analyze some of that stuff that was said. As we warned you at the top, there was a little bit of profanity. There was actually more than you heard. We were able to bleep some of it out. But there was some of it did make it in there. That was crazy.
That was
bonkers. I mean, the things that Kanye said.
Can I go with my favorite?
Yeah.
How he talked about he had a lack of male role models in his life growing up.
Not a lot of male energy in his house.
The reason he was drawn to MAGA was because of the male power.
When he put that cap on, he felt like a guy who could play catch with his.
Hey, Stephanie Ruhle, I have a question for you. When you grew up in White Park Ridge, New Jersey, and then went to Lehigh for college. Did you feel like you didn't grow up with a father figure? I'm curious now. Did you encounter a lot of that in your dorm? Well, how about when you went to work for Deutsche Bank and made millions of dollars a year? Did you feel that? Because I think you're keeping it real as you white-splain to Kanye West about what the needs really are of the black community. I think you, Stephanie Ruhle, and your little bald friend there, Ali Velshi, are really doing a great job of that. Okay, let's continue.
Because he didn't have that opportunity, which was stunning. You know, when he also said, you know, a lot of African Americans out there, they don't like the again. They don't like make America great again. And the reason being, if you are anything but a white male, historically, life wasn't better for you than it is in the current moment. It's stunning, Ali, that just took place. And even that the president would say, this was just supposed to be a lunch. That's an outright lie. I spoke to the White House myself several days ago.
Yep.
And I'd say, like, guys, do you know how unpredictable Kanye is? And they said, guess what? So are we. This was absolutely a press opportunity.
I think that went down the way you would think, actually, a meeting between the president and Kanye West. Jim Brown was there, by the way. Kanye West said, blacks really like get caught up in the idea of racism over the idea of industry. His comment to fight police brutality is to release the love. And he said there should be in Chicago Yeezy Ideation Centers. That's going to
Yeezy, which is the namesake of his Adidas sneakers. He said that the MAGA sentiment is what gave him the balls to go for it and make so much money with Adidas. I'm just stunned across the board.
Are you, Whitey? She's stunned across the board, Dawn. She's so white. Her white skin. She looked like a ghost. It's how she reacted to that, to the black man speaking his truth to power in the Oval Office like that.
I'm stunned by her bias.
I'm just
bias.
Stunned across the board.
Across the board.
What
She's
does
like,
that even mean?
First of all, why are we allowing black people in the Oval Office? And second, how dare he curse in front of the white president? What is wrong with this country? Can you? I mean, this is MSNBC. This is the liberal reaction. Don't you love it?
It's weird. It's just weird.
I'm just stunned across the board.
I'm stunned across the board. How dare he speak out on issues important to the black community? Allow me, Whitey White, to explain why Kanye is out of line. Because we don't like when the black people speak out, do we now, Allie? And then, do you remember, how about the way she says White House?
Oh, I know.
The racial, right?
I thought the same thing. I didn't want to say it, but
yeah.
You know.
This was an assault on the White House, okay? This is at the very beginning of the interview, I believe.
Because that was an assault on our White House.
We're not. We can't even. At the top, there was a little bit of profanity. There was actually more than you heard.
Here's the thing, too. She's very upset.
Yeah.
That a black man would use words like that in the Oval Office. Because in her white world, liberal white world, that's not
nobody's
cool.
ever cursed.
Right. Nobody. How dare they? How dare he say words that Bill Clinton actually did? Like, why would you, how? You know what I mean? That's amazing. Apparently now there's a lot of other white-splaining by liberal commentators going on today. That might be the best so far, but by tomorrow...
Oh, it's going to be... Yeah.
We can absolutely...
It's like a gold mine of bias.
Isn't it, though? Is it not? Kanye West also said this now. This is why they really hate him. He wanted to give the president a hug, all right?
Oh, that one.
Okay. Cut 15. Yeah, let's do that one.
15.
Sure.
From our standpoint, this was just set up to be a lunch of two people that I like. And I guess they like me. And we're going to have lunch. We're going to talk.
You said, I guess you know I love you.
I know. I don't want to put you in that spot. But.
No, I'm standing in that spot. I love this guy right here. Let me give this guy a hug right here. I love this guy right here.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Come here. Yeah. That's really nice. And that's from the heart. I didn't want to put you in that position. You know, but that's from the heart. Special guy.
All right. Well, there you have it, Dawn. There
wow.
you have it. Wow. In our White House? A black man hugged the president in our White House? These two are the worst. They're the worst.
Yeah. This might be, this. You know, we had that list at one time of the worst cable news shows. This might have taken the cake as the worst.
Yeah, they are over the top.
Oh, I'm sure the lesser Cuomo will outdo something tonight, yes. Don't you think? I mean, give the guy a chance. But by far they get the award for being the most smug, arrogant,
yes.
elitist,
Thank
right?
you. They're talking down to everybody. Oh, if you think we're going to do this, no, we're just going to tell you
right.
what we think, and we're going to think for you. You know, it's just, you nailed it.
It's just
bonkers.
It's
forget,
bonkers, right.
Thoughtful play-by-play and political analysis. You're not, because that was an assault on our White House.
We're not going to justify it. What that black man had to say,
and you're not getting anything thoughtful. You just
no, right? Of course, we're just going to stammer and whine. Well, Ali Velshi is not black, though. I mean, he doesn't look black. He was raised in, born in Kenya, raised in Canada, but I don't think he's black. I don't know what he is, but.
Yeah, he's...
What do you... I mean, maybe he's...
Multi-ethnic.
Multi-ethnic or something.
Yeah.
But he's had a tough life, too. He grew up on the streets of Canada. He graduated from Queen's University in Canada, which bestowed an honorary doctorate of laws upon him in 2016. He splits his time between New York City and Philadelphia. I'm guessing he has a driver. active in the community, Velshi serves on the Board of Trustees of the Chicago History Museum and is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He also volunteers with New York's Center for Urban Community Services Homeless Outreach Program. And he's covered a wide range of breaking news events with global affairs throughout his time as MSNBC. An award-winning journalist.
Written by Ali Velshi.
Yeah, this bio's right, exactly. Written by Ali Velshi. What was the other one that you wanted to do for Kanye West? You had another clip you wanted to play?
Oh, yeah, the one where he said putting the the MAGA hat on made him feel like Superman.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. But there's times where, you know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape for me, also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys. Non-political, no bullshit. Put the beep on it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done.
Yeah.
Oh!
Apparently Twitter shut his page down. Is that true? Somebody said that today?
Kanye's page?
That's what somebody sent me. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, that's interesting.
Wouldn't surprise me.
They're shadow banning somebody else?
Cheesecake McMuffin says, this really puts a big dent in their Trump is a racist narrative. Well, that's why they're so upset, man. That's exactly right. Jay says, profanity, the typical political argument of an MSNBC viewer is F Trump. Spare me the pearl clutching, please. Let's see. Joe Biden just called and said the Kanye visit was a big effing deal. Did Joe Biden threaten to put him back in chains? Now, Brian makes a point here. Remember when Common the Rapper met with Obama in the White House and the right-wing media was outraged, plus Fox News labeled Common a thug? I can't speak for my... I wasn't on the air when that happened in 2012, so I don't know. But I know that in the year 2018, Kanye was at the White House. So I'm sure that there was a black guy who went to the White House in the year, 1870, Frederick Douglass, probably. I guess we can go back then, too. Why does it... I don't understand the Common reference. Everybody's making that today on the left. What does that have to do with anything?
It was a big deal in 2012, I think, when he went to...
That Common went to the White House?
Yeah. Because of his lyrics and stuff. Oh. He's a rapper.
Well, I can't speak for any of them because I wasn't on the air, Brian. I would have said, who knows what I would have said in 2012. I'm going to go back in my DeLorean and figure it out. All right, 855-839-1210. A lot more on this for you. And, we got a surprise guest for tomorrow's show. I'll tell you about that in a second. Yes. Dawn, have you ever gotten drunk and bought something you regretted?
Nope.
So sometimes you get a little, you have a pop or two, and you go shopping. It's a terrible thing to do. It really is bad, very bad. I know a couple that one time they had some wine together and they bought one of those Viking ranges for their house. You know what I mean? The nice, like the professional Viking range.
Well, that's not so bad.
Well, no, but do you need it in your house unless you're turning your house into an IHOP? I mean,
what? Man with a brick pizza oven from Italy in his backyard.
I was going to say,
fair enough.
Kay. How much alcohol was involved in that decision?
All right, maybe I had that covered for me.
You know what we need, Bridget?
Honey, why should we order pizza when I can just spend thousands of dollars on a brick oven and then make my own? It'd be so much more complicated. British couple gets drunk, buys hotel they're staying at on their honeymoon.
Wow.
Yeah, I love this story. This is great. Gina and Mark from London might have had a bit too much wine when they made the spontaneous decision to buy the small beachfront spot in Sri Lanka. During their 3-week backpacking trip in December 2017, the couple hit it off with some of the staff members at the rustic location on their first night. Oh, I'm sorry, it's rum. After drinking 12 glasses of rum, they found out the lease was almost up on the hotel, so they agreed to take it over for 3 more years, which only cost around $40,000. Yeah, they were buzzed. The remainder of the conversations regarding details of the purchase also took place in another language, and they needed their friends to translate. So there you go.
$40,000 for the rest of the lease. Huh?
Yeah, it's not a huge hotel. It's also in Sri Lanka. You know what I mean?
I hear beachfront property there is, is a steal.
So 12 glasses of rum. I'll buy the friggin' place. Why not?
What a great story.
That's a guy. I love that story so much. Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one. One time she got drunk on blood and bought Van Helsing a scotch, I believe, when she was running from him. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, D, Transylvania, told the San Francisco Chronicle editorial board on Wednesday that Democrats would make exposing President Donald Trump's tax returns a top priority if they win a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives in November, and she is elected Speaker of the House. If she's not elected Speaker of the House, she will rip the throats out of every member who doesn't vote for her. She said the following today, and let me say this. One of the reasons we should win is that we are not like them. We will not be like them. And I swear, now, this is not, I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. May God strike me. You ever heard that saying, may God yes. strike me if I'm lying? It's, I only thought Italians said it, but apparently Vikings do as well. So let me, all right, here we go. May God strike me dead if I'm lying, okay? Pelosi in the midterm 2018 elections. One of the reasons we should win is that we're not like the GOP. We will not be like them. Don't tell anyone I said this, but there is a pound of flesh club that says you should do to them what they've done to you. And we will get our pound of flesh and blood and vein.
Oh, man.
Oh, we'll get our pound of flesh. Can you believe the vampiric one said that? That was a Freudian slip yeah. right there from the vampiric one, and I am not making this up.
She's writing our comedy for us.
She is writing it for me. It's a pound of flesh right under the ventricle artery right there. I'll get a pound of flesh, a pound of artery, maybe the heart. How much does that weigh? Calm down. Calm down, Madam Speaker. Calm down. The vampiric one. She actually really said that. One of the reasons we should win is that we're not like them. We will not be like them. Don't tell anyone I said this, but there is a pound of flesh club. It says you should do to them what they've done to you. We will not. I don't believe that. I think you'll take 2 pounds of flesh and the firstborn virgin at every house. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have here as well? A number of other things for you today. Allow me to play this for you. Michelle Obama rejects Eric Holder and Hillary's comments about civility now, okay? This is why I'm starting to wonder if Michelle Obama's going to run for president here. Cut number two.
You know, and these are tough times politically that we are living in. You were famous at the Democratic Convention for saying, when they go low, we go high. And just this week, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who worked for your husband, said the Democrats should have a new motto. When they go low, we should kick them. Hillary Clinton said, how can we be civil when our opponents are trying to, you know, take away everything we stand for? And I just thought, what would you say now about your motto? Do you think it still stands when they go low, we go
high? Absolutely. Fear is not a, it's not a proper motivator. Hope wins out. And if you think about how you want your kids to be raised, how you want them to think about life and their opportunities, do you want them afraid of their neighbors? Do you want them angry? Do you want them vengeful? You know, if we think of the values that we try to promote to our children, Savannah, you're a mother right now. And at this point, you have to think about what are the things you're telling your girls? Which motto do you want them to live by? And I have to think about that as a mother, as someone who's a role model to young girls.
Good for her,
we
right?
We want them to
Good
grow
for
up
her.
With
well
promise.
Said, yeah. Michelle hope. Obama, well
and
said.
And we can't model something different if we want them to be
there you go.
Better than that.
Right. And now we'll have CNN and MSNBC throw a temper tantrum because of what you just said. Actually, CNN and MSNBC throw a 3-day temper tantrum as Republicans call the protests, you know, screaming in people's faces and whatnot, a mob, okay? Okay, so let's do this little montage from our friends at Newsbusters, shall we?
Oh, you're not going to use the mob
I will,
word
oh,
here.
Oh, it's totally a mob. It is without
there's
a doubt.
Matt.
I
mean,
there's no other word
Matt.
For it. It's
Matt.
A,
Matt. Don't you say Matt? Don't you say the M word, mob? Don't you say it?
is without a doubt.
Matt.
I
mean,
there's no other word for it.
Matt.
It's a go
Matt.
Watch. Put up
a
the video.
Mob. Stop. Stop.
Mr. Trump accused Democrats of using mob tactics.
He says the Democrats are an angry mob.
Branding Democrats as an angry mob.
Democrats and the woman mob.
David, a mob.
Mob.
A mob. Mob.
Just this angry mob.
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 And then to call them mobs.
The mob. The mob on the left, the Democratic mob.
The mob. The mob part of an angry mob.
There we go,
mob.
Chris Matthews.
An angry mob, he says.
What about the people who were at the Supreme Court banging on the walls? What do you call that?
And clawing at the doors.
Majority in this country, and they're being made out to be violent and disruptive.
That's not a mob.
Wasn't a mob.
That really wasn't a mob.
Accusing the left of being this angry, wild mob is just ridiculous.
Describing protesters as a mob doesn't fit the facts.
And it's really funny because Trump loves mobs.
This talk of mob rule and so on. Mm-hmm. I mean, Brooke, have you been to a
this
Trump
is Jim
rally?
Acosta.
Donald Trump over the weekend called
yeah, hey, wait
mob.
A second here. You have jackass and they take pictures with you. You know, this guy, I can't stand Jim Acosta. This guy goes to every Trump rally. They take pictures with him. They chant at him. Oh, have you been to a Trump rally? You can't get enough of him, Jim. And if you're so afraid, why do you keep showing up there? Acosta, keep going. Sorry.
And it's really funny because Trump loves mobs.
This talk of mob rule and so on. Mm-hmm. I mean, Brooke, have you been to a Trump rally?
I haven't missed one.
We can call them a mob and compare them to arsonists, calling liberals the angry, dangerous mob. And this is actually a tactic that Hitler used.
Oh, Hitler. Good. Right. Hitler. Yeah, they're scratching on the doors of the Supreme Court, but Hitler would be the one to call them a mob. Not a, what the hell are you talking about? But thank you for invoking Hitler, because we haven't had a Hitler reference in 7 minutes.
Angry,
from the
dangerous
left.
Mob. And this is actually a tactic that Hitler used.
Right. Hitler. Right. Hitler did everything, by the way. Everything.
Yeah, I know.
Like, well, you know, Hitler had lunch once. I mean, Hitler ate lunch. Unreal. Okay. Thank you for that, idiots. Unbelievable. And once again, just for fun, Ali Velshi and Stephanie Ruhle, Whitey White, reacting to Kanye West addressing the president today.
Wow. Okay. I'm doing this for everybody who's watching us who turned their volume down. You can put it back.
All
up
white
again.
Liberals.
That
but if you think you're
bonkers.
Going to get a thoughtful play-by-play and
me.
Political analysis, you're not. Because that was an assault on our White House.
White.
Not,
that's the word, right? Fellow white lefty elitist
stuff that was
liberals. Right? Am I right?
There was a little
that's
bit
enough. All right. There you go.
Rizzioli 306. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.